Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Faxon. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the destiny, call, and purpose of God for our lives. We are going to be encouraged in this 15 minutes in our walk of faith and our process of there and how we live and even how we go through the things that come to try us. We understand and know that we've been called for a purpose greater than our past, our present, or even our trouble. And that the God of heaven who's called and ordained our life for his glory has already set up our victory, but we must go through the process of becoming more and more like him, the process of where we see ourselves being shaped, even cut away some areas of our life, being changed inside and out to look more like him in how we think, how we act, how we speak, how we respond in our faith and our belief in the word of God and the truth of how we live. God is changing us line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, and faith to faith. As we go through this process, God gets the glory. We become more like him. We become the light. We become the salt. We become that which is encouragement to someone else. Someone else is able to withstand, endure because of our lifestyle of worship unto the Lord. As we're growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are able to become that which is necessary for someone else to see Jesus and even receive him as Lord and Savior. We've been looking at unlikely places of blessing in the Bible, looking at people that God puts in unlikely predicaments, and you can't see how you're going to get out, how you're going to come through, even how God is going to make that way happen. But he uses that place to shape you, to make you, to stretch you, and to bless you. And as we look and see in the Bible, many, many people in the Bible, from Esther, as we studied, to Joseph, to Jacob, and now David, you see that God not only uses their life to show us encouragement and teach us, but he also blessed them. He blessed those connected to him, whether it was family members and the nation of Israel and other nations that did not know the God of Israel, saw God demonstrating his power through that individual that he used at that particular time. So today we're going back into the unlikely place of blessings, looking at being prepared for leadership with the life of David and how he went through the process. So we're going back to the 17th chapter again and getting some more food and some more energy and some more strength on how God prepares his leaders and some of the things that you might have to face as a leader. But if you haven't faced it now, keep this, lock it away, remember it, because there will be a day that you will have to use it. So it'll be strength and nourishment for you even then when you have to. As we look at the 17th chapter, we're here at the place where the Bible says that it has been 40 days and nights, 40 days and nights of battle, 40 days and nights of taunting, where Goliath would come out and he would, in the morning and in the evening, he would begin to taunt and mock the Israelites. And you have to understand, when the enemy taunts you, he is trying to steal from you. He's trying to steal from you hope, your confidence in God. He tries to bring in fear and doubt. He tries to make it sound like you're second-guessing yourself, that you don't know what you're doing, that God is not with you in the midst of what you're going through. Because during this time of testing, this time of you being in this place of testing and trials, God is silent to you sometimes. You have to go back and remember all the tests and all the preparation that you went through before this test came. Because in the middle of the test, that's when God is not speaking as he was and teaching and talking as he was prior to this test. Your testing place is whenever you've got to pull up everything that God taught you, every test that you took, those pre-tests, like you're in school, those pre-tests that prepare you for the real test. You've got to go back and pull up everything that you learned, those Sunday school sessions that you were in, those Bible school sessions that you were in, those Sunday morning preaching of a word that your pastor gave you, all of those things, you've got to go back and pull those up in the middle of your test so that you will know exactly where you are, what's going on, because the enemy will taunt you because it seems as if God is far away from you, that God is not with you at that time. So we see that the enemy comes and he tries to make it seem that this battle that you're in, you're not going to win it, that everything that you went through before, every battle that you had before was some kind of fluke, and that you just happened to win it, that there really was not anything so special about you. He will use all of these tactics to try to make you think that he's bigger than your God and bigger than your faith. But that is a time that you've got to know who you are. He'll try to make you think that you don't have power or strength to win. He'll try to make you be drowned in depression and hopelessness and despair. He'll do all of these things, but you've got to know and remember the name of the Lord, the name of the Lord, your God, who is your strong tower, who's caused you to triumph and caused you to win, who's spoken a word concerning your life before the foundations of the earth, who's reminded you on and on and on and time again who you are, what he's doing, and where he's taking you. He has not brought you this far to let you fall. That business, that marriage, that family, that child, your health, that ministry, whatever it is, God has not brought you this far to let you go down in despair, even though you've got something towering over you, taunting you morning and night. You've got to let faith arise in you, and you've got to get ready for this battle. When you're in a battle of faith, you must remember and study and read the word where there's champions and overcomers. You got to read about David. You got to read about Joshua. You've got to read about the Josephs and the Ruths and the Esthers. And you've got to read about all those people who were in impossible situations, but God came through to encourage you and let you know that even in a hard fight, God is not going to fail you, that you just will not take you out, because there is nothing in your life that God would allow to come to destroy his work, his power, and his will in you. Everything that comes in your life has already been weakened because Christ has already weakened it. And then for it to come to you, it has to go through Jesus, through God again, and then it's weakened again. How do we know? Because when the enemy came to try Job, he had to come to God first, so it was weakened, so that Job could go through it and not fail in the process. So God is not going to let you fail when you go through something. He's going to be right there, and he will not allow it to come to you if you could not endure it and go through it. There is something he wants to see out of you. There is fruit he wants to see bore in you. There is a greatness, a stretching that he wants revealed in you, and he wants to show you who he is in a greater capacity. So you've got to remember that and get those read those scriptures of faith that build you up, because God is well able to do exceedingly abundantly far above what you ask, think, or even imagine. He will supersede that. Now, Goliath came out before the Israelites morning and evening for 40 days, and he took a stand. The Bible says that he took a stand every single day. And you have to understand that the enemy will try to come before you day and night. In other words, when you wake up in the morning and when you go to bed, this thing is pressing you. He will try to make it seem like there is no escape, that you yourself cannot go and run and hide from this, but he's trying to make you wear you down and weary you so that you will feel this hopelessness in your life. But the enemy is a liar. God is going to call a David anointing in the midst of your battle. A David anointing is going to come on you, and you're going to be able to slay that bear, that lion, and that Goliath. You're going to be able to slay whatever it is that is coming to fight you, to taunt you, to haunt you, discourage you, to steal from you, because the lion and the bear stole from David, trying to steal, but he cut those things off. And those two animals represent something in the spirit, but this Goliath represents a towering thing that's in a higher level of power. It represents a giant that is trying to win over a nation, that's trying to come against a nation. But the God of Israel, the God who is your God, is going to win, even if you're facing Goliath in your life. He's going to do that. You are going to win, and you're going to overcome. Do not be moved. God is not mocked. I don't care what the circumstances are. I don't care what the situations around you look like. Do not be moved. God is not mocked. You will not fail, and God will not fail you. Hold on to your most holy faith. Hold on to every word and everything you know about God to be true. Everything that you know to be true.
you hold on to that. The enemy wants to take a stand on ground that is not that has been promised to you. That is what Goliath was doing. When it said that he took a stand. In other words, he was saying, I'm taking ground and you're not getting it back. I'm taking ground that belongs to me and you're not getting it back. But that is a lie because the enemy knows that God has made a promise. There was a promise that was given to Abraham about the children of Israel and the land of Canaan. The Pharisees are part of that land that is supposed to be possessed by the children of Israel. So even though David was not there when God spoke to Abraham, the promise is still sure. There are some things that God has spoken concerning your life, and I don't care how many years ago he's spoken it, or even if you were alive when he spoke it, that promise, that word that he said, it must be fulfilled. Now the children of Israel go and in the book of Joshua, they go in and conquer, but they don't conquer all of the land or get all of the land because some of them did not allow the land to be completely rid of their enemies. Some of them allowed their enemies to occupy that land with them when the word to them was to destroy, utterly destroy them. So David is here now fulfilling promise because we see that he got the land. He got all of Jerusalem back. He got all of that land back during his reign for the children of Israel. So this Philistine, this Goliath is coming to try to say, I'm not going to let you have it. This is more than just a battle between nations. This is about territory, spiritual authority, the righteous authority of God being empowered, being seen, the righteousness of God being evident, the blessings of God, the name of the Lord over territory that they said they were not going to give up. These same giants within the land whenever the children of Israel was there with Moses. This is nothing new. These are the same giants. This is the same nation that the first generation and second generation of Israelites coming out of Egypt faced. So this enemy is not something that is new. It is an old enemy that is showing up in your day, in your time, trying to prophesy, trying to bully, trying to taunt, trying to do something. And God has already spoken concerning your Canaan, your promise. He's already said what it shall be, what is yours. Now you have to agree with God and go in and take what the Lord has spoken. David's going to win back the territory in the name of the Lord. He's going to do it in the name of the Lord. And he speaks, and I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but he goes and he says, I'm going to take away the shame and win back the shame for Israel. Because at this particular time, this enemy has been taunting them, and even though they knew about the God and called them to triumph, they're not walking in that victory. Their faith is gone. This is not about a military battle. This is about their faith in their God, in his promise, in his word. So David says, I'm going to get back this win. I'm going to get this win and take away this shame because this enemy's been taunting you. He's been over you, towering over you, and making you believe that you're insufficient and that your God is unable to do this. The enemy of your life, of your circumstance, wherever he's at, whatever he's doing, whatever lies he's telling, whatever he's trying to intimidate you with, this enemy is now saying that you cannot win. But God is going to command a David anointing to come and take the shame away that the enemy is trying to use to keep you fearful and doubtful and depressed. And in a place that says, God can't do it. The enemy will not win over God. He cannot nullify, eradicate, or stop, or annul any word that God has spoken. God has spoken it, and power belongs to God. And if he's spoken it, he's bad enough and great enough to back it up. The Bible lets us know in the book of Isaiah, he says, do I give a promise that I cannot back up? Is there a word that I speak that I cannot fulfill? That anything that I say, I'm going to do it. So God is going to do what he says, no matter what the circumstances is, and you cannot let a Goliath, I don't care how many days he's been taunting you, try to make you feel like you can't do it. The enemy tormented Jesus or tried to taunt Jesus for 40 days and 40 nights. God is going to win every single time. On that, Cheryl Thaxton, I'm so sorry my time is up. We'll come back next week, and we'll go back into this and go deeper into this word. And I hope and pray that you've been encouraged, that even though the enemy's been taunting you, God's got your victory, that you are who God says you are. You are the head, you are above, and you are blessed in the city and in the field when you lie down and you get up and you're seen. Everything you put your hand to is blessed, and the enemy cannot stop the word of God, for it will be fulfilled in your life. Have a blessed worship experience and weekend, and we'll be back next week. God bless you.